things for you. Things that we have, workers' comp coming back and red tape, commercializing economic development on the bill. Beating down tax increases, income tax, repealing the attorney income tax. Not only was that maybe this year, not year, but a lot of things that took place. And it took a long period of time to achieve, but it's been done. That's very pleased. Now let's say to you that in terms of the ease of the new governor, it's a lot easier. The new governor's ability to move forward is really going to be great news in the West Virginia. We were count on it, of course, in the recession. Nobody can forget that. I'm also very pleased with the fact that I thought to myself, Oregon is very proud of our natural resources. And we're very tenacious about it. And we feel good about it. And I said, I want to keep that, which I think is good. But I want to add another dimension that's very important, that's human resources. The people. Why are we doing all of these things? Why are we keeping clean beaches and water and air? Why are we doing that? The reason is it's the people. That's what it's all about here, once more. So that what we call livability is there. And we've been able to make that conversion. But not only just in terms of those of us in the method, it's called the active field, in the mainstream, if you will, but especially for those that need to deal with us in our easy country department. Those that have to come to the those that have to deal with children.
Would you say it's the economic development things you've done that you would like to be best known for? Or what would you like to be best known for?
From my own personal attitude, and I don't feel it. If I were to be identified with anything that was bloody old enough to hold a lot, waste, clean up, hard on bills. But that's one of my background. I helped the girls.
You mentioned the 12.6 people out of work, and some of the people we've been interviewing and talking to, and I'm sure you've heard, is perhaps your biggest obstacle was you for long 8 years to be up in the morning.
I thought to myself, gosh, I'm at least I could have the 4 years of trial before I had the 4 years of instead of having 8 years of what I had. There's no question. You know, if I were to pick and choose, choice, I mean, 58 years. These aren't 8 years where you become a national hero. Our society failed to become an international hero if you spend money. I wouldn't have done it the first place since I don't have a degree in that theory, but we just have all the time to be counted on all the years, at least 4 years. Well, maybe it was fortuitous. A person who was identified as that, who had been in the legislature 20 years, was put in the position of keeping the state together. In other words, that was the most amount of experience. Business, like I said, that I thought was done. Maybe it wasn't pleasant for me, personally.
There's a lot of talk about flashy politics, and you've never been a firm believer about having more flashy. But you think maybe in retrospect, being a little flashy or using some of the forcefulness you use, say for example, some of those colonoscopy debates, that would have helped you as far as public image or as helping getting programs a little bit?
I'm not sure any programs, because we've been pretty, very successful. We voted on some, let's say, a major issue in which we may have been partially successful or not successful. But when we count all the things that I'm looking at during the legislative session, and I did look at the first session, which is usually not a very good session for the governor, I've been very, very successful. But I would say to you, now this goes to ego, not to adults. I would have liked to have more people that would actually say that. I'm very proud of the workforce that's been taken. I'm a little worried when I hear the general election and all the other information. I don't expect it to be quite as great. But we've got some exceptional people. Really exceptional people. And and people don't know that. They don't know, for example, the budget. Today's budget, this one we're operating on right now, for 85-87, has the same buying power as the budget 10 years ago. Now that shows a frugal, well-contained, well-run government, not a spendthrift kind of condition. We have the reputation for it. Well, and many other things. Yesterday I was talking about Operation Comeback and the like. I said, hey, we're doing all this. I have been doing all this. And incidentally, I would produce it to the out-of-the-own devices in another elect. Why? And what we were already doing. But nobody else will until I gave the speech on yesterday. Although I had mentioned it before. Yes, I think just from the ego. But as far as results, actually achieving results, flamboyancy wouldn't have gotten me there on the film. Maybe even slower.
You think it would have helped you to achieve some of the wider spectrum on the popularity or unpopularity scale?
Well, I have to ask, kind of judgment, but I think people think. Certainly I don't think they dislike me. That makes a difference. guy who was a lawyer and discovered some of the things that were down there. Chinese administration. On the scale of popularity, I had six neighbors come by, and I guess he was going to commiserate with me a little bit. And he said, well, he said, I want you to know I've been here, of course, he's been here forever, you know. He said, no governor that I know of has left at the height of popularity. That sometime during the course of the period of their tenure as governor, it sort of wears off. And then he said, but there'll be a reincarnation. He says, you can look for that. So I'll look for that. Maybe that's just the nature. And I've been at it for years. And regardless whether it's been new or not, whether it's a new governor, it's a new car. You know, it is you excited about a new car versus an 8-year-old car.
My apologies. Governor, where do you see the reflection of that light on this
system? Well, they change the tape, so I have an open window. If I open the top of that, we're going to be this one down.
Okay. That's a good idea.
By the way, Mark, I haven't seen quote unquote popularity poll recently. The last one that we actually saw was after the sales tax and reflected the sales tax. We hear that somebody says that. I don't know if you've seen something more recent than that.
I haven't.
The other thing is that in polling that the two candidates were doing, initially they thought it was good to bash Atiyah, and then they did that for about a month and they both went into a tailspin as a result of that, and they began just bashing government in general because they didn't work. It didn't work to bash it for whatever reason.
But well, we have to guess they saw a poll, so that was okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Or at least not bad.
Let me ask you then, do you think you are unpopular? Were?
No, not unpopular. Less popular. And really where I had to understand, it's not a matter of looking at polls. I've been out and been in politics and get around the state. There I have clues in my own philosophy that after my strong effort in the sales tax, I think that really took a luster off me. I've been trying pretty hard on the effort. My feeling was that I was, and that the sales tax that I was involved in didn't add anything to that. Knowing that, however, I think I would do that, although it's the first time I ever did become involved in sales tax.
Well, how does that make you feel? Do you hurt?
No. Well, it's only light. You know, we all want to be light. That's a normal human trait. And certainly politicians like to be light. But if I were to say, okay, Vic, now here you are today in popularity, here's the issue that needs to solved, and here's where you'll be if you lose it, which is exactly what it got over. I would do it again. And I do it again because I always move forward on something that I believe in and I think is right. That's actually who I am. That's what I do and I do it again.
Let me ask you about some of the old statements from your first one. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Do you regret making those comments? Are you glad you still hold true? Does that represent your philosophy?
Sure. No. But you have to understand, unsaid was, that's the other side of it. If it is for all things, you're always taking it as being a single statement. And whenever the day broke, don't fix it, sounds real good. If you're not clever, and I agree with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is for all things, and you'll see me on the fixed side. Many times if I get out of various problems in the sense that I'm trying to fix side of it. Trying to stabilize school, trying to fix side of it. Dealing with energy conservation and alternate sources of energy, that was a fix side.
I know you've been something of a teetotaler in the last 8 years. Did you ever drink at all, even socially, during your career?
For sure. Not really in the sense of going out to drink. I drink a little bit of wine.
important not to.
Oh, I didn't think about it. It had nothing to do with it. It had nothing to do with the conversation I had about the situation. I suppose a lot of people don't. So you have to tie this to the person. In the past, I've done taking it.
I come up with my theory about wanting a clear head, so if you're walking in the night, and then you were going to go on a binge January 15th.
I see, but I blew it, shot it, threw it out of the water.
Has it been fun being governor? What's been fun about it?
Yeah. It's been fun. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. That versus fun in it. And I say that I enjoyed it in the sense that it assumed my entire energy, assumed all the abilities that I had. I put them all in practice. All of it, my mind is completely captured by it. I love the innovativeness that I've seen innovative initiatives in the state government. Even when we had our three special sessions in 1 year, I came away feeling very proud that we had carefully and decision governor budget the needs of people worried. So although that was very difficult, as a matter of fact, I've never experienced that before when I was the whole after I don't even work with myself. My body is physically hurt. I've never experienced that before since. But having done all of that, the challenge of it, the ability to deal with it, I'm not sure I'm gonna fight it. Daily change subjects. You never get bored. And so you have to deal with it. Now, there are some serious problems. Some very serious problems with our community and government. The fun, I don't know if I would use the word fun, but I would certainly use the word I enjoy being in government. On the other side, I love traveling in Oregon. I love this in Oregon. I truly do. You heard me say, I've done about 30,000 miles inside of Oregon, quarter million miles inside of my state. And I'm going to miss it. That I'm going to miss. Traveling at Burns or Ontario or Medford or Brookings or Tacoma or wherever you may have been. I love Oregon.
There have been several calamities hitting Oregon through the years. Aside from the economy, which I guess is the biggest one, but the influx of the dry conditions. How did that affect the way you ran things? Were you disappointed the way the whole thing worked out? And do you wish they never came? Or how do you look back on that now?
Well, I'm not sure the way it worked out, which means they left. I assumed they wouldn't have come. Well, I lived straight out there. It was a difficult part of my political career. Political in the sense, again, of being like or dislike. There was a heightened tension while we were here. And I understood. The Rajneesh and the representatives were very callous, extremely cynical, extraordinarily abusive. That Oregonians, in their sense of fair play, they liked it. And there were moments in which it could, the violence could have erupted, particularly during the street people faced in this nomination. My emotions were no different than the Oregonians. And my responsibility was to keep cool head, keep things calm down. That's the public. Now, the public would have liked to see me come out and be widely scrappy. I had while we were trying to contain it, we had plans for spreading, and it happened in the other direction. Right back to the last conversation, I didn't have it, Jerry Thompson did, because we had a constant conversation with a few of the times, and others in reaction. And I was conveying my message, and I said, you tell them, because I kept threatening, now if you don't do this, we'll do that. There were court cases, they wanted to get back on the court cases, things like that. The person was going to be afraid, things like that, I don't. But anyway, I said, Jerry, you tell them, no matter what they do, if they threaten them, we are ready for them. You know? Apparently it's not the end, because since we had a deep fight from that point forward, in the direction. But, you know, I had a public posture that was one, I had the same emotions as my fellow Oregonians did. But I had a public responsibility to the governor to prevail them. And I assured them, and I think it proved to be correct, that we were going to treat all Oregonians the same, equally. The Dodge Nation were not getting any benefits. And if they violated the law, they would be prosecuted.
Well, because it was public, you kept kind of a low profile on the whole affair. They would be calling you in from my room, and you would say, well, no big deal. But back in here, I mean, how tense was that situation?
Very tense. Very tense. Inside, very tense. And this was discussion with daily, but more often than once a day, reports were going on over there. And it was intense, very intense. We were very worried. We were worried for violence, worried, among other things. What kind of scenario would we write? But somehow or other, that they would the bad one that had his demise, the ranch, they would blame somebody else. They actually do it to create a martyr as long as they can. And obviously this had to draw the presentation of this one. While they were sending out the homeless, I kept telling them, you're responsible, you take care of them. In the meantime, we were working with Salvation and others. They could get some money, they collected some money, I have to raise some money. Why we get the money? So we were doing that, and we hear, well, I was public to tell them, it's your responsibility, you got to take care of it. Well, that's the end of it. It was a tough time, we didn't need it. You know, we had a recession. We didn't need a rush, we didn't need them at all. They did the right moments. And I just maybe give an opportunity to say, now, that my emotions are no different than other Oregonians. My disregard for that and their attitudes. But my responsibility is that way.
Okay, let's close it up on that. Do you want to do a couple quick things you need to do?
Sure, thank you for taking on your time to do this. There was a classic situation that I like to tell people, say, what was really going on with Greg Parker, who's, you know, pretty straightforward kind of guy, and he gives them off the record, he's going to pull it down and so on. He was up here and he said, look, are you guys really ready? Are you really, what are you doing? And this was at the very height of the homeless situation. And I said, Greg, do you want to have an off-the-record tour? Well, sure. He just took him by the hand, took him back to the conference room. At that time, we had that as a command center set up, and the National Guard radio and the state police radio, and then the squawking. And we were literally talking to people with handheld units who were on the ground at Rajneeshpuram, and military units that were on the ground around Rajneeshpuram. And he just spent about 5 minutes there, and he walked out and said, you ready? You're ready. Thank you. Bye.
Vehicle. You know what a battle looks like. So all I do is accept people. So I kept telling them, we're ready. Well, what are you doing? You got it. Well, I can't tell you what I'm doing. But we're ready. And,
the difference in style between this governor and McCall. In the sense that
who would have been out there.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, each way may have worked, but again, it's an interesting style. The infamous Vortex Festival and all the rattling of all the military and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, but that's how you did it. It was a little different. Maybe we would have been fortunate to stay away. Mm-hmm. Because Tom had a segment of time. It was here to here, and there was one by me.
Yeah.
It was here to here that these folks were going to come in. Where we had a continuity of the ranch was still building. I knew the Rajneesh was eventually coming. But I only knew that in the sense that you know, history calls, not the history of cults, and the way in which it was coming. But you know, that you knew it was going to happen. But when it didn't, it was what it was going to happen. It was inevitable.
Now, why they want to consider a failure of a program, again, and spend time on it, I don't know. Now, again, I have been championing the cause of property tax relief and trying to do whatever could be done, trying to approach it positively, put my own personal reputation on the line on the sales tax issue because I believe that was a good measure. I haven't sat around twiddling my thumbs. I've been working all my legislative career on property tax relief for seniors, and how we can get that job done and take care of people that are really in desperate need, and we should never forget that. So I'm not talking to someone that is callous about the property taxpayer. I'm just saying that's a failure of a program. It didn't work. Why spend more money on it? That would be my message if I were there.
Are there any, crisis situations or any immediate problems that the new governor is going to have to face when he takes office?
Well, yeah, there is, and it does relate to the budget, and it does relate to human resource and education, matter of fact, both of those areas. And I tell you that because I've seen the budgets. I've made a presentation of a base budget to the governor-elect, and I know that it's going to be a very serious problem trying to match the needs of those in human resource, at the same time keep the momentum going in higher education and quality of education. Those are at least two of them. And they need to be addressed rather rapidly. Those decisions have to be made.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Right now. Now, it's not where I think it ought to be. I'm not saying it should need to remain a Trojan, nor does Trojan say that. The federal government preempted the siting of high-level wastes 27 years ago. 27 years ago, and they still haven't done anything about it. But it is being safely deposited. So it is protected right now. And all these folks want to do is send a message. We want you to find a depository for high-level waste. Do something with it. That's what they're saying. And they say, and you close Trojan, and they'll do that. And I'm saying, you close Trojan, and they won't do that. Certainly not at an accelerated pace. Same pace they've been on now for some time. Announced this morning that I'm making the appointment of Jim Davey, who's been the acting director of lottery, as the director of lottery. We had 10 applications from 8 states. We reviewed those applications, watched the performance under Jim's acting directorship, and concluded that we really couldn't do any better than we're doing right now. So I will move his nomination forward to the Senate committee and then to the full Senate, which will do a confirmation in November right after the election. I must tell you that I am quite impressed with the movement of the lottery. They're increasing sales. If you look at the charts, the way the presentations are being made so Oregonians can understand how to play these games, and I feel very good about it. So I think the lottery is really moving forward at a good, healthy pace, and I believe that Jim will do the job for us. Jim is here, and so when we finish on the media availability, we'd be glad to answer any questions you would have at that time. If you have any for me right now, I'd be glad to answer them, and then, of course, you may talk to Jim when we finish. Okay? And any other? The Oregonians have got some really very serious matters to contend with. 9/11, 12, the nuclear measures, the marijuana issue, and others. It's my hope that they sit down deliberately and think about the future of their state, the future of their children, and not react emotionally. I just got this morning in discussion with somebody about we want to send a message on 9. Pretty intelligent person. I said, hey, what kind of a message are you talking about? They don't realize this is in the Constitution. You send a message, the legislature can't do anything about it. This is an emotional reaction. All of the arguments are on the other side of that issue. So emotionally deciding something that's going to hurt you, and it will hurt Oregonians, and the Oregonians' children, I mean, it's going to hurt them. And it's my hope that they really come to their senses and deal with it as I think Oregonians can, and that's with intelligence and some careful decisions.